He talks about the jinsiyat, homogeneity. I said, one of the tricky stuff that these owls bring out, they talk about connections. But they talk about connections as a physical stuff in reality. And they will say something cannot change to something else or connect to something else if they don't belong to the same matter in the same dimension and in the same aspect of science. So this is nonsense. And he brought a very, he will bring a very lovely example. Do you remember? That was the last thing we left last time. He said, okay, you're talking about what? Homogeneity? You think about the same dimension, same qualities? Excuse me, but life, my life, right, is connected, overlapping 100% my body. This chemical machine is the homogeneous with life, that thing that we don't know what it is. They are connected, but at the same time, they are in two different dimensions. Life is something to be understood. This machine is a machine. You could change it, you could do this and that and that. And when the life is gone, it's gone. The machine is still here. But everybody understands that there is an enormous difference between a living creature and a dead one. What is that missing part? What is that connection? So please, when we talk about something else, don't think that everything should be in the equal, brought in equal basis, in the same dimension, with the same values. There is no such thing. Let's hear the rest of it. Peter.
Where will I start?
1174.
Oh, many a one whom the form waylaid, he aimed at the form and struck at God. After all, this soul is joined to the body. Has this soul any likeness to the body? The sparkle of the eye's light is paired with the fat. The light of the heart is hidden in a drop of blood. Joy in the kidneys, grief in the liver, intellect as a candle inside the brain and the head. These connections are not without a how and a why. As regards knowledge of the why, minds are impotent.
This is a verse that should be highlighted and remembered always. Because he talked about being connected. And this connection is not a physical connection. He used the word ta'alluq, means being connected in a way, being attracted even to each other. And he brought the examples before. He said, all of these I counted, they are the subjects with no how and why. The how and why is used a little bit tricky here because of the Persian language. Because why over there, why is clear, simple, chun. And we have no chun dessert even, we talked about it. And kaifa in Arabic means how, but at the same time means the pleasure, the deep sense of ecstasy. So when I'm talking about this subjects, I was talking about the thing that there is no why and how. Because apple intelligence is handicapped when it comes to this stuff. What is the handicap of the intelligence? Because intelligence wants to answer everything because. There are things that there is no because. The simplest example, somebody's in love. You ask that fellow why. Could you explain because of this, because of... There is no because. It just happened. And how did it happen? This exception that we are talking about comes from the first act. This exception came here exceptionally. Read.
The universal soul came into contact with the partial soul, and the soul received from it a pearl and put it into its bosom.
You remember the breath that suddenly, in that moment, something he blew in us. So we got something which was coming from him, but in a tricky way. And that breath made us pregnant. To give birth to the new stuff, he made us creator. That creativity will come out and will do something, yes?
Through that touch on its bosom, the soul became pregnant, like Mary, with a heart-beguiling Messiah. Not the Messiah who is on land and water, the Messiah who is beyond measuring. So when the soul has been impregnated by the soul of soul, by such a soul the world is impregnated.
The soul of the soul pregnanted our souls, and our souls will give birth to Messiah. I'm not talking about some Messiah out there. I'm talking about that which will rise from within and save you from everything. Because we shall not forget the first seed. Yes?
Then the world gives birth to another world, and displays to this congregated people the place of congregation. Though I should speak and recount till the resurrection, I lack the power to describe this resurrection. These sayings indeed are really an O Lord. The words are the lure for the breath of a sweet-lipped one. How then should he fail? How should he be silent? Inasmuch as here am I is coming in response to his O Lord. It is a here am I that you cannot hear but can taste from head to foot.
Do you need any explanation here? You see how easy it was. He finished everything and said, first of all, I'm talking about rebirth and rebirth and rebirth of us. Because I believe that in that moment of creation, it blew in us, the breath made us pregnant, so we could give birth to spirit, we could change ourselves, we could change this universe, and so on and so on. Every single moment, there is another universe. And up to the resurrection day, if you give me time, I cannot explain this resurrection to you. This resurrection, which is happening, that's the point. When is resurrection? Right now. So every single moment is the resurrection. And up to the resurrection, I mean, up to the end of time, it's not enough to explain this, that we are not living in a static way. We are not here like a piece of stone. We are not here even like a flower or an animal.
we are different. What is your difference, really? Do you see your difference between you and a chimp? A chimp was born a chimp and will die a chimp. At the moment of birth, chimps knew what is being a chimp. That's not the case of a human being. Who are you? You are the outcome of all your deeds. Chimp is not the outcome of its deeds. Let's have a chimp here and try to give it a lot of instruments to brush the colors around. After a couple of years, you have a painter, you have a chimp. And the deeds of that animal doesn't change that animal. But you are the outcome of what you do, and you are an ever-changing self. Because every single moment, even, not every day, every single moment, you do something. This is something that only Rumi dares to say. He said, even for a single moment, you cannot sit down quiet and nothing bad or good comes out of you. Even when you're sitting down quiet, something is coming out of you. Do you remember? We said when God wanted to bring down the good and bad, He created us, because before us there was no good and bad. And we are permanently in the challenge of doing good or doing bad, and with each deed we change ourselves. We are a different person. Do you remember how many times today I talked about this fellow who fell in love? Is he the same person? Or is he? We are listening to one of them, remember? Rumi fell in love with Shams and he became another species. He himself will say, I was dead, I became alive. I was sorrow, I became the joy and happiness. That's the stuff. So when we talk about the human being, even remember this. We talked about animals, logically, yes. We talked about the plants, we talked about the earth. Okay. When it comes to the human being, there is some other parameters that you have to have in mind. That the human being is a permanent resurrecting fellow. Dying out of something and being reborn in something else. That's how drastically we could change. And that's what we want to talk about. I want to talk about it, although there is no time. And all I'm saying, all this I told you today, in the meaning is calling upon the God. Because there is this tradition, Islamic tradition, that you will call the God and God will accept your call, will acknowledge you with labbaik, means accepting your call. Okay? You see? You know, all here, all this explanation even I'm giving, the meaning is calling Him. Because that's the only hope for us. We don't put our hope in this animal or in this universe or in the facts of this and that and that. Our faith is there. Therefore, whatever I say, I'm calling Him. And do you want me to give up when I know that He's listening to me? And I'm hearing His labbaik. I hear His acceptance. There are some acceptance which comes from the mouth. You will hear, or you can not listen to, but there are other acceptance that you could taste